Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
I did it all in high school. I captained a sports team, ran a social justice club, starred in a musical, and maintained a high GPA. And while on paper it seemed like I achieved a lot, I missed out on some crucial factors for success: friends and happiness. I've always been known as the smart girl, not the fun girl or the cool girl or even the nice girl, but the smart girl. I wasn't invited to sleepovers or to hang out on the weekends. What I thought of as interesting conversation, politics, science, recent news events, everyone else found boring or thought I was showing off. In truth, I was just socially inept. People thought I sounded like a teacher, not a pimple-faced 14-year-old. As isolation set in, I started to hate going to school. I was depressed, lonely, withdrawn, and truthfully, bored out of my mind. I had no real friends, and I just pretended to be okay, to be happy. To distract myself from those feelings, I threw myself into clubs, sports, musicals, and anything else. And things did get better. By senior year, I made some friends and built a bomb resume. Now, in less than a month, I'll leave for my first year at a great college. Yet worry still lingers. I realize now that despite my efforts, no amount of extracurriculars can make a person feel better or more connected. In college, if I really want to give myself a chance at happiness, I have to learn to be honest about my mental state and willing to reach out when I need help. I have to be open to finding friends who share my interests so I can build a strong support system. And I'll just have to keep reminding myself that this phase in my life is new and that this time it can be different. With a Perspective, I'm Soraya Shockley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.